Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here. Welcome to the show.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through. Because they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Madeline Bass and this is Empower Your Mind. And we want you to go get your blessing because it is your time. We're excited and moving forward and congratulations and happy Father's Day to those who celebrated this weekend and we're moving to a greater and higher height. We are increasing each and every day. And today on So Real with Madeline, we are going to talk about I can't believe you did that to me. And we're going to be talking to ourselves. You know, here we always try to do self-examination, empowerment. We are here to increase you. And the more you grow, the more you know, it will give you the opportunity to move to your next. It will give you an increase. It will give you excitement and inspiration to others. Great leadership brings about great leaders. So we lead by example. So today, I can't believe I did that to me, but it is I can't believe you did that to me. So we are being the you, and we're being the me. So are you moving forward? And if the answer is no, why? You know, what is it you're waiting on? What are you hoping to accomplish by just sitting still? Your dreams, your goals, your visions, your plans, your passions, you know, are you willing to work for it? How are you doing this year with your to-do list? Have you started creating one? Or do you just get up in the mornings and just kind of go for what you know? Do you make a list? Do you prepare for your next day? Do you get your clothes ready? Those of you who may have jobs or classes, you going to school, your kids are in school, you know, whatever the case may be, if you know that you have something to do that next day, you need to organize your day. Prep, leave early enough from the house for traffic, you know, car accidents, your car breaking down. Maybe you forgot something and you have to turn around and go back or your kids left something because you did not get your stuff together the night before. These are things that are oftentimes happening when we're moving through our day. You wake up in a hurry because you had a long weekend or hard weekend or maybe you even worked yesterday. And so it is really great for you to get yourself organized. So that's why you ask yourself, I can't believe you did that. Have y'all ever said, I can't believe I just did that? And I know I've done it a few times. So ask yourself, you know, you can't believe something just happened. You know it's from your lack of or your responsibility for you not doing something. Let's stop blaming other people. Let's stop looking at that other person and blaming them for something that we should have been doing ourselves. Because that's a lot of times what makes us feel better about the mistakes that we make. It's the other person that we want to blame them for. Maybe at your job, your manager, supervisor, or whatever, that they delegated work down to you. Well, you didn't get it done or you didn't do it correctly, and so, of course, they have someone to blame, but the responsibility is still on them. But will it get received that way to upper management? So these are things that you might need to work on with you. Who are you really hurting when you don't do something? Who are you really hurting when you're doing something poorly even. How are you growing yourself? You know, if you here, we're believers in business, and even those who are trying to grow a church or any type of organization for community cause, it doesn't matter, we're here to help you and empower you to do better. We want you to be that leader. Even if you're a part of that organization, be a leader. Still be a leader because someone is still watching you. Someone is paying attention to what you're doing. And some of the highlights that we've gone through so far over the last 6 months, we've just really been pushing forward. And this year is moving by so very quickly. But some of the bullet points that we've gone through is how to speak with passion. When you're talking about whatever it is that you're doing and you're going out and you're trying to get investors, sponsors, members of your church, or you're trying to get them to come to a ministry, or even trying to get them interested in looking at your business opportunity, are you passionate when you're speaking with them? Do they hear that you're really excited about what it is that you're doing? Where is your heart with it? If you're not in the mood to talk about whatever it is that your goal is to reach that day, then you need to get your mind right and look at yourself and tell yourself, okay, we need to get it together. You know, let's make sure we've got our papers. You got leave behind forms, handout forms, flyers, whatever it is that you need, the information, business cards, postcards, whatever it is that you need. Say, for instance, you go into a restaurant. You talk to the manager. They're not interested in what you have to offer, but they're willing to allow you to put a flyer or a poster or something to your event or to your ministry or your musical, whatever it is you got going on, and you can leave it in the floor for you. Well, you don't have anything because you didn't prep for that. You were preparing for them to either invest in you or to invest in your organization or your cause. You know, you were looking for them to give you a result. What happens if they say no? We have to be prepared for that no. That no could lead to so many other things, and it can lead to greater when you are organized and you have that passion for what it is that you're doing. The next thing over the last 6 months we've talked about is our graphics, your flyers, your leave-behinds. You know, if you're doing those things yourself, you need to pace yourself. I know from experience that, you know, I do all of my graphics for my organization, for my nonprofit business organization, and for events that I have. I do all of my graphics. I make the souvenir booklets. I do the ad flyers, Facebook flyers for my vendors who have made the investment to be participating in it. And so it takes time. And you have anywhere between 5, even 1 to 5, you need to allot that. That's one flyer a day that you can focus on. And if you're preparing ahead of time like you're supposed to for your events, then it won't become an issue, won't become a problem. And I basically have my events twice a year, so either February or March. And then I was focusing on August, but I think I'm going to leave it in July because it works better. It's in between all the vacation Bible schools, but it's also early enough to where if there's school going on, people are back from their vacations, things like that. So prep for your graphics, especially if you're the one that does it. And if you're paying someone to do your graphics and designing for you, then, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to give them the time to get it done, or it's not going to look as well as you like. You may be, you know, I know it's last minute, but, you know, do what you can. But that's your money, and you're investing in that person, and you're asking that person to half do what it is that you do, and that's their advertisement. So you tell somebody that, you know, ABC Printings did this for me and it's not looking the best that they could do, you're actually devaluing them. So it's not helping them any by having them rush with your stuff, with your information. It's very important. Maybe there's a misspelled word, or maybe you left a date or changed the date and the date's wrong, or the information for contact is wrong, or you left your name off, or you left your contact information off altogether because you were in a hurry and the information didn't get relayed to them, so it didn't get placed on your graphics you're designing. Your website, make sure that it's clean and that's part of your graphics, ladies and gentlemen, because you've got your logo. These are things that you need to take your time to make sure all of it meshes together. It flows smoothly with your colors, with your business name, even with your pictures. Make sure that everything makes sense, that it's connected and it makes sense. The last thing I'm going to talk to you about is the connecting with other people, and this is going to events. You may have events, but be able to participate, even if you just pop in for a moment, or if it's a webinar or online something, you know, just click in and make a comment and say hello, and then, you know, pop back out or or let the person who's having the event know that you're not going to be able to make it. You're going to put that, you know, you're going so that your platform will be inspired or encouraged to see that, okay, they're supporting this person, so they must be pretty good. So you want to make the connections with others because it helps. It's really, really helpful. And what they think of and how they're doing things through the events that they're having and you're connected to that, then that's going to be a plus. It's going to be a win-win for both of you because their organization and your organization are going to come together and work together. Okay, so I'm looking at my notes now. I see where I made an error myself. I'm posting. I put a T on the end of my through. But it is through events, not thought event. So that's the importance of rushing, getting in a hurry, and I'm trying to do things, and I get stuff posted, and I go back to try to proofread, and I may miss something. So it's important to make sure that you know, proofread your information and make sure you get it correct so that people who are watching and paying attention to you will know to do the same. So we don't want to just throw anything out there. Polish your craft, ladies and gentlemen. Take a day or two out and learn what you're doing, to study what you're doing. Even in ministry, you know, the word tells us to study to show our own selves approved because people are watching us and we want to be the best example for Christ as we possibly can. And going out and half doing or taking scriptures that are convenient and comfortable like the people of the world is not benefiting us at all. It's not being an example for Christ. It's not living a Christ-like life because Jesus didn't do anything halfway. He didn't do anything halfway. He was all in. Even if it hurt him or if he didn't want to do it, it was because the Father had a will for his life, a purpose for his life, and he had to follow through. So not saying you won't have those moments where you get discouraged or you even get tired, and you may not even want to do it, you want to quit, whatever it is that you're doing. But if you've given your all and you've actually done what you needed to do to make that thing work and it just does not seem to be happening, pray about it first. Talk to the Lord and see what he has for you to do. Inbox me or email me at SoRealWithMadeline@gmail.com. Having a workshop in August, a two-day webinar workshop, so you don't even have to leave your house. So, and if those of you who are on the website or on the blog talk radio, you see the link there to my website. Connect and let's see if we can get you registered. The seminar is going to be $50 for both classes, so it's $25 a class. And the classes are going to be 2 hours long. You're going to be on your computers, and I'm going to be helping you and walking you through step by step and growing you. So let's grow together. And this is Madeline Bass. This has been Empowering Your Mind, and I'm the host of So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily by creating greater lifestyles, by changing our status, and raising our standards. Have an awesome evening.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see.